The bill that passed the Senate on a near unanimous vote this week would require insurance companies to charge the same for chemotherapy, whether it's delivered through an IV or a pill. It had strong backing from hospitals and groups like the American Cancer Society, who urged the Assembly to pass it without any changes. Still, the Assembly is poised to go its own way, with GOP leaders proposing an amendment that would allow copays of up to $100 a month for chemotherapy pills. Even though the measure would be scaled back from the Senate version, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Wisconsin Chair Paul Westrick called it a win for cancer patients.
I mean, this is a great day. I know there's been a lot of coverage around the politics of the bill. At the end of the day, for cancer patients that, like me and those that have been part of this, this is really good news. The amendment, whatever it took to get it through, is really worthwhile. We think it's fair that the $100 monthly cap on copays is still a great victory for cancer patients.
While the proposal will likely clear the state assembly later today, the changes still need the Senate's okay before the legislature adjourns in a couple weeks. The Senate passed this bill 30-2, and Republican Senate author Alberta Darling said she didn't want it amended either. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald's office did not immediately respond to a question about where his members stand on the assembly's version of this bill. Governor Scott Walker's office said Walker would sign it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.